All right, here we go. It is time to ask the CLO. This one's from Alana in Memphis. Alana writes, I'm a 54-year-old divorced female, and I'm dating a guy that my aunt hooked me up with. We were sitting in my yard relaxing, and he was playing on his phone when all of a sudden I heard sex sounds coming from his phone. I got up to see what he was watching, and it was a dark and dirty sex video. He said my aunt sent it to him. Why would my aunt send him a porn video? Do I need to see how close their relationship really is?
I don't know. The hell, what you asking me for? I don't even understand why you calling in. Mm-hmm. What? Everybody was right there. You was in the yard relaxing. Your aunt was over there. She sent him the video.
She missed her window, you're saying?
Yeah, you could have cleared it with everybody right there. So I don't know.
I'd say you have to be pretty close friends to send a porno video.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
But if you think people who send porno movies out don't lie, you dealing with wrong people.
A lot of people watch porn.
It's educational, actually.
It is. You learn things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, I think you guys are you're missing the point a little bit. All right, we're moving on. Deanna in Las Vegas says, I'm in my mid-30s and I like to think of myself as a freaky Christian. I met a man in church and I'm trying to figure out what's wrong with him. He's very well endowed and I am praying for the day he unleashes the beast. I don't think it will ever happen because he's so sensitive to my touch. If I touch him or it drives him crazy. How can I get started if I can't give him my extra special pre-show treatment? Please advise.
Wait a minute.
This is from Deanna, the freaky Christian.
What is you writing us for?
I know.
You're the one that's the freaky Christian. How'd you get the reputation? What do you need help from us for? Nobody on this show is as labeled themselves as the freaky Christian.
No.
You're the freaky Christian, but now you got questions on how to be freaky.
You need to ask some more freaky people.
Maybe you need to give up the title.
Yeah.
Why don't you just try Christian for a while?
She sounds pretty proud of that, though.
Yeah, but you ain't that freaky because you don't even know what to do. Now, you calling in to the people. Ain't no none of us said we a freaky Christian.
Ever.
Now, you want to call in to us and get some damn advice. If you freaky, get freaky.
What we have on the show is a freak and Christians. We don't have two titles.
Yeah, ain't no combination.
Yeah. And it's ask the CLO, not ask the freaky Christian.
Yeah, so I ain't got nothing for you. I don't know what you need to do to him. Hell.
Mm-hmm. You're mad, Steve?
Yeah, maybe you ain't all. Hold on, hey, freaky Christian. Maybe you ain't freaky enough.
Hey, freaky Christian.
Yeah, you ever thought of that? Maybe your title is a little overrated to him.
Yeah, that's something. All right, moving on. Paulette in Charlotte says, I'm dating a man that tried to be romantic, but it went left real quick. He ran my bath water and poured me some wine. The water wasn't warm enough, so I had to add hot water. I finally got the water right, and I was soaking. Then he brought his naked behind in there and slid into my bath water. I think that this is very unsanitary, and it darn sure isn't romantic to me. I got out of the tub and took a shower because I felt dirtier than I did before my bath. He told me I'm hard to please and I'm rude. Am I really?
Yeah, I think you are.
Yeah, you are rude.
Yeah. You know, the man run your bath water. He coming there to get in the bathtub. Now, he too nasty, but you finna lay up with him later on? Mm-hmm. I don't understand. You can't take a bath with him because you felt dirtier with who? Mm-hmm. What? Mm. What?
Let's both come out of here clean. How about that?
Yeah. You know, it ain't like he took a bath like we used to do when we was little because we didn't have a big hot water tank.
Save that
like
water.
You had to use same water. You had to get on in there.
Oh, you mean after a person got out?
Yeah.
Okay.
With a load of clothes in there. With a load of clothes.
What?
Yeah.
He takes it to a whole nother level.
So you agree with him that she's hard to please and she's rude?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, lady, what you want, dog? Man, he tried to get his big self in there. What you think is supposed? Well, what?
She thinks it's too unsanitary.
Okay, well, you know, there's sex scenes all the time. People take baths together all the time.
Right.
you know, I don't know what you think y'all gonna be doing later on, but you know, it's gonna be gonna be a little bit more
than
in
a
each
bath.
Other than bath water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bath water.
All right. Well, Jay, your turn. Stuff. Do you have a question for the
Yes,
CLA?
I do have a question. You are with a woman. A partner of mine is with a woman who is way more freakier than he is ready to be. How does he get out of this relationship? I mean, she's really freaky.
Is she a
really
Christian?
Freaky. No Christian in this at all. Nothing Christian about this. How
Sometimes
does he get
you
out of
just
this?
Had to go on and just that one time, just go on and get your whole self toe out. You just had to go on and just get yourself
what
turned inside out. That when you got the one time, you just got to take it like a man. Like you're gonna be in there making them like you're gonna be hyperventilating. You're gonna suck in a lot of wind because when they're doing real freaky stuff, you do this here a lot.
Are you allowed to cry if it's way painful, can you cry?
Stop it, please.
Sounds like a tear is about to come out. Are
Jesus,
you allowed to cry?
Jesus.
Don't call him.
Don't call him. I need you now. You see me down here?
That burns. Is it supposed to burn like that? What's going on?
Yes. What is the hot stick for? What you doing?
Brandy.
I don't. What is that? Stop beating me. No, I don't like that on my mouth. What you doing?
All right, thank you, CLO.
No, I'm not rubbing this on you right there.
We got to get out of here. Coming up next, the nephew is back with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.